Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, Mitch.
You're going to tell us about the history of the Islamic community in Sydney. It's a community that has been taking a bit of heat over the last few years. A lot of people are, you know, asking a lot of questions, that sort of stuff. But you're going to tell
us. And there have been a few incidents like the Cronulla riots quite a few years ago, which have really drawn attention. And I think there tends to be this focus on the development of Islamic extremism, which, you know, is only over the past few decades or so. And that tends to dominate kind of depictions of Muslims in the media, when actually they've been in Sydney since early colonial days. And it's always spoken about as if it's a recent thing, Muslims in Sydney, but actually this has been happening since, you know, 1788 or thereabouts.
A rich part of the history and today even of this great city.
Of this city. And, you know, some of Australia's earliest visitors were actually Muslim fishermen from Makassar in Indonesia, and they were sailing to Australia to find sea slugs from about the early 1700s. So they were here before the Europeans arrived. But there was also evidence of Muslim crewmen who had come to Sydney in the 1790s. One particular man was called John Hassan, and he was documented to be in Sydney in about 1795 on a ship called the Endeavour. Not Cook's Endeavour, but another kind of colonial ship. So,
the Endeavour.
Yeah, so there's obviously evidence of different cultures kind of coming to Sydney from its very earliest kind of beginnings as a city. And also the Islamic Day of Mourning and commemoration for the death of Imam Hussein, Ashura, has taken place in Sydney since the early days as well. And there was a Sydney Gazette article, and the Sydney Gazette was the city's earliest newspaper, that spoke about this festival way back in March 1806.
Wow.
And they described, and this is a quote, "the eastern splendour and magnificence of the festival." So
magnificence.
Yeah, and so still back then, you know, it was obviously seen as other. It was quite a different kind of, they had
exotic
different customs.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 1870s, there were Muslim traders were actually setting up places of worship in Haymarket, which is not very far from us now.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, the emergence of these new kind of, cultures along with this new religion, and this presence in Sydney also caused a lot of tension, as you can imagine. And not only that, there were other cultures as well, like the Chinese were also, causing tensions in the community, or at least that their presence was causing tensions. Not everyone was happy about these new cultures being present in Sydney. And so, you know, the government developed things like the White Australia Policy, which was officially passed in 1901, which really restricted the migration of non-English speaking people to Australia.
Non-white, especially.
Yeah.
The name.
It was very much kind of geared towards controlling, you know, the ethnic and cultural makeup of Australia. So by 1921, there were almost 3,000 Muslims in Australia, but there were actually very few in Sydney. The numbers were falling from around about 393 in 1901 to 147 in 1921. So the numbers dropped.
Whoa.
So that just shows, you know, those restrictions were actually having an impact on the Muslim population in Sydney. But as those restrictions started to, I suppose, be dismantled by the federal government, that actually happened from about 1949 to 1973. So it took a long time for those restrictions to come down.
Yeah.
You saw an increase in the Muslim population in Sydney. During the 1970s, when there was civil war in Lebanon, Lebanese Muslims came to Australia. But you also saw a range of ethnic groups. People think of Muslims as this generic thing. It's, you know, a range of ethnic groups were present, including Turkish Muslims. The biggest groups were Lebanese and Turkish Muslims. And also support groups and organisations like the Islamic Council of New South Wales was established in 1976. And that was catered to be open to all Muslims regardless of ethnicity and race. And those were important organisations for the establishment of these communities and how they were able to thrive in Sydney.
Yeah, but it's also still very important today as well.
Yeah, exactly. And mosques were other kind of community places of worship, obviously, but they're also important for the community itself. And they continue to be so. And there's about 120 mosques in Sydney today. There's the Gallipoli Mosque in Auburn, which very much attracts the, I suppose, the Turkish Muslim population. There's the Smithfield Mosque, which is more for, I suppose, the Bosnian Muslim families kind of go to that mosque.
Mm-hmm.
So today, Muslims comprise about 3.4% of Sydney's population, and they come from over 120 countries. So,
amazing.
So they're not just this kind of one group that everyone kind of tends to talk about. They're quite diverse. And I think also, like many other groups, you know, like when the Italians came, the Greeks came, the Vietnamese came, the Chinese came, they really, I suppose, went through the challenges of trying to establish themselves and thrive in a new community.
Mm.
But they are an important part of this city's kind of multicultural identity, and that's why we're talking about them today.
And especially in the spirit of Harmony Day, which was
last week. So yeah, which celebrates our diversity, I think.
Yeah, and when you think about the Islamic community in Australia, it's not, as you've sort of said at the outset, not a recent thing. They've been around Australia
a long time,
Sydney, since the 1700s.
And from many, many countries around the world.
Yeah, so a really interesting look at a wonderful part of Sydney's community. Nicole Kummer from the Dictionary of Sydney, thank you so much.
Thank you.